I'm going to tell you a story this morning about a family that lives. This is a story that happened 2 months ago up in Alaska. Has anyone been to Alaska? No. This story happened with the Heinrichs. Their son, who was grown up, he was at their house with them, and he was working in the workshop. And in Alaska, even though it was April, it was still cold, and he had a heater with him when he was working on his truck. And you know, he was washing some parts, and he was using gasoline to wash the parts. Now, gasoline is very flammable. Do you know what flammable means? What is flammable? Yeah, it's something that you just need a little bit of heat and it'll just burst into flames. If anything will burn, but when something's flammable, it just bursts into flames. And what happened was the gasoline he was working with caught fire, and it blew up in his face, and it burned his face and his hands, and it caught him on fire. And he immediately ran out of the workshop and closed the door to contain the flames. And he rolled in the snow, because they still have snow up in Alaska. He rolled in the snow, and he got the flames out. And then he remembered, oh no, my dog is still in the workshop. Buddy, his dog. So Ben went back in, and he opened up the workshop, and Buddy came running out. Buddy wasn't hurt at all. And he said, Buddy, we need help. And immediately, Buddy took off. He doesn't know where he went out in the woods. And some neighbor, meanwhile, saw the flames and called and said, we need help up here right away. And so the state trooper started to go, and he heard this cry. They need help. So he tried to find their house. But the Heinrichs, they live like in the wilderness. And there's all these roads. There's 75 miles of back roads. And there's no street lights. It's not like here, there's no street signs. It's pitch black in the nighttime in Alaska, and there's no way he knows which road to go, and his GPS system goes out on him, and they don't know how to get to this fire. So he's going along, and he's just ready to go on this road that's gonna take him out and around somewhere not near the house. And all of a sudden, he sees something to his left, and what does he see? He saw Buddy. Buddy looks at him and says, you know, you gotta follow me. We need help here. And he sees the dog, and the dog takes off on a side road. So he thinks, I better follow this dog. Something's telling me I need to follow this dog. So he follows him, and Buddy's running as fast as he can, and he goes, and he turns a corner, and then he turns again on another side road, and then he took like a couple, like three or four turns on these side roads until he got to the house. And when the state trooper got to the house, he saw the flames, he got out, and Buddy kind of jumped up and said, there's the fire. He kind of nudged him, saying, there's the fire. And then Buddy just took off into the woods. And he was able to guide all the firemen and tell them exactly where to go, and they got to the house, and they put out the fire. You know what? The workshop, it was totally burned. And their woodshed was almost all burned. But you know, their house wasn't burned. Just a little frame around the window was a little bit tinged because they got there in time, because Buddy helped them get there, and they knew that if he hadn't done what he did, they would have lost their house for sure. So how do you think Buddy knew what to do? How do you think Buddy knew what to do? He was a really smart dog. He was not trained. He was a German Shepherd. And his mother was a police dog, but he wasn't trained. God talks to the animals, and he leads them, and he helps them to know what to do. And sometimes the animals will listen to God more than we do. And we should be more like Buddy, because if God can do that with a dog, how many of you are 5 years old? Anyone here is five yet? Or older than five? You're all older than five? Buddy was 5 years old, and if he could do that, if God could do good things and save the Heinrichs' house with the dog, just think of what he can do with you and I. If we listen to him, and we pray, and we obey, and we do what we're supposed to do, he can do really good things with our lives, okay? If you turn around, you can see a picture of Buddy. I have one here. Here's Buddy. Here's Buddy and Ben. And that's what Buddy looks like. Buddy was hailed as a hero, and he got a little special doggy bowl and a certificate. Yeah. So let's say a prayer right now. Okay? Dear God, thank you so much for helping Buddy to save the Heinrichs home and be with them as they heal and repair. And Lord, help us to be like Buddy. Help us to listen to you, to follow you, to look out for things that we can do for good, and to be used for you to do good to others. We pray. Amen. Okay, thank you guys.